James chapter 3, we've been talking about the tongue and our speech all month on Wednesday nights. And when we consider what we need to talk about on tonight, we want to talk about unbalanced speech. What do we mean by unbalanced speech? We're talking about speech that should not be, because we need to make up our minds the type a person that we want to be, what's in our minds. Because whatever is in our hearts is going to come out of our mouth. For Jesus said on one occasion that for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so when we think about our speech and we think about how we're supposed to talk, not just to one another, but also to God. But not just to God, but also to one another. It made me think about James chapter 3. If you will, if you look at verse number 7 through verse number 11, really 9 through 11, I'm sorry, where he says, therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith we curse we men which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. That which promotes uplifting or goodwill, and that which is derogatory or pronounces some type of ill toward another. He says, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. You think about James as he's talking to those who are scattered, and we think about how we're supposed to be a people and how they were supposed to be a people that controlled their tongue. James chapter 3 is all about the tongue, but we understand that the tongue is only going to speak that which comes forth from the mind. So in verse number 11, he gives an illustration, two illustrations. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Well, I was thinking about this. I thought about the church at Laodicea when the Lord told the Spirit to tell John, I would wish that you were hot or cold, but even they were lukewarm. And to be lukewarm, God was to spew them out of their mouths. Friends, God wants us to make up our minds, what type of language are we going to use? What type of language are we going to use at home, among the world, even when we talk to our God? How about when we talk to our spouses or children? What type of language will we put up with from our children, from those who are in our circle of friends? What type of language are we using? I'm reminded on one occasion, Peter, and he denied the Lord. And I remember the damsel saying, your speech bereath you. She knew. Friends, what does our language look like? What does it sound like? The more I thought about this, I was thinking about from an applicatory perspective, language is not just what comes forth from our mouths. What about what we text and type? It's not enough just to think about this that comes out of our mouths. Sometimes we can text or type something that's just as inflammatory. But if anything, we ought to be using language that's going to build up one another, Jude 20 and Jude 24. That's going to encourage one another, Acts 20 and verse number 32. That's going to help someone come out of sin, Jude 22 and 23. Question. What does our language sound like? I believe if we can clean up our minds, we'll clean up our language. Turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 7. And Jesus says something that's very interesting, yea, encouraging. And he gets straight to the point in Mark chapter 7. And what comes forth from the heart. In Mark chapter 7, starting at verse number 20. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth a man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil dialogue, evil thoughts. The word for thoughts there is dialogue in the original. Evil dialogue. I remember studying this when I first obeyed the gospel, and it taught me something. I can talk myself into doing that which is evil, but I can also, Brother Ryan, talk myself into doing that which is good, which is right. And it should remind us of the prodigal son when he left home. And here he's in the mires of the pig, the pig's mire. And he talked himself into going back home. Here we see Jesus as he uses this language. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness. And he goes on and on and on. I want to encourage us to balance out our speech. How? Let's think before we talk. And if something is about to come out of our mouths and it is not edification, or it is not for correction, or it may be slanderous, we need to take a step back. We need to watch our mouths. But why? Because we are doing our best to glorify God. Ephesians 3:20 and 21 in the church. Matthew 5:13-16, we want men to see our good works and glorify our Father. We want to watch our mouths. Young people, watch your mouth. Don't get around your friends in school and begin talking like them. No, stand out. Stand up and allow God to be glorified. We're Christians. We can't pick and choose where we want to be Christians. Once we put our hand to the plow, we told the Lord, I'm following you. So we need to mature in those areas. We need to watch our mouths. Need to watch our language. Perhaps you need special prayer as a child of God, as a Christian, because you haven't been watching your language. Well, let's get that right. Because we know for a fact, according to Matthew chapter 12, 36 and 37, that our words, Brother Leon, are going to meet us in the judgment. We want to make sure that our words are in the blameless state as a child of God. Maybe a child, you're not a child of God and you haven't obeyed the gospel. We want you to consider studying with us. Just had a baptism last night. The Lord added to the church Sister Toni Hollick. We're thankful for that. She comes every Sunday morning, lives in miles, so she stays pretty far out. Y'all keep her in prayer. Just obeyed the gospel last night. Perhaps you're considering obeying the gospel. Perhaps you're considering wanting to study more so you can learn more about the speech of our Lord in order for you to hear his voice. Perhaps you want to be immersed into Christ. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. God will do something amazing in your life. He'll wash away all your sins. He'll add you to his son's church. You live faithful unto death. You'll hear his speech. Well done. Thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful a few things. I'll make you ruler over many into the joy of the Lord. His speech is always a good speech. As we stand and as we sing, I'll save his invitation.